Jasher chapter 51. And Jacob afterward heard that there was corn in Egypt. And he called unto his sons to go to Egypt to buy corn, for upon them also did the famine prevail. And he called unto his sons, saying, Behold, I hear that there is corn in Egypt, and all the people of the earth go there to purchase. Now therefore, why will you show yourselves satisfied before the whole earth? Go you also down to Egypt, and buy us a little corn amongst those that come there, that we may not die. And the sons of Jacob hearkened to the voice of their father. And they rose up to go down to Egypt, in order to buy corn amongst the rest that came there. And Jacob their father commanded them, saying, When you come into the city, do not enter together in one gate, on account of the inhabitants of the land. And the sons of Jacob went forth, and they went to Egypt. And the sons of Jacob did all as their father had commanded them. And Jacob did not send Benjamin, for he said, Lest an accident might befall him on the road like his brother. And 10 of Jacob's sons went forth. And whilst the sons of Jacob were going on the road, they repented of what they'd done to Joseph. And they spoke to each other, saying, We know that our brother Joseph went down to Egypt, and now we will seek him where we go. And if we find him, we will take him from his master for a ransom, and if not, by force, and we will die for him. And the sons of Jacob agreed to this thing, and strengthened themselves on account of Joseph to deliver him from the hand of his master. And the sons of Jacob went to Egypt. And when they came near to Egypt, they separated from each other, and they came through 10 gates of Egypt. And the gatekeepers wrote their names on that day, and brought them to Joseph in the evening. And Joseph read the names from the hand of the gatekeepers of the city, and he found that his brethren had entered at the 10 gates of the city. And Joseph at that time commanded that it should be proclaimed throughout the land of Egypt, saying, Go forth, all ye store guards, close all the corn stores, and let only one remain open, that those who come may purchase from it. And all the officers of Joseph did so at that time, and they closed all the stores, and left only one open. And Joseph gave the written names of his brethren to him that was set over the open store. And he said unto him, Whosoever shall come to thee to buy corn, ask his name. And when men of these names shall come before thee, seize them and send them. And they did so. And when the sons of Jacob came into the city, they joined together in the city to seek Joseph before they bought themselves corn. And they went to the walls of the harlots, and they sought Joseph in the walls of the harlots for 3 days, for they thought that Joseph would come in the walls of the harlots, for Joseph was very comely and well favored. And the sons of Jacob sought Joseph for 3 days, and they could not find him. And the man who was set over the open store sought for those names which Joseph had given him, and he did not find them. And he sent to Joseph, saying, These 3 days have passed, and those men whose names thou didst give unto me have not come. And Joseph sent servants to seek the men in all Egypt, and to bring them before Joseph. And Joseph's servants went and came into Egypt, and could not find them, and went to Goshen, and they were not there, and then went to the city of Ramses, and could not find them. And Joseph continued to send 16 servants to seek his brothers. And they went and spread themselves in the 4 corners of the city. And 4 of the servants went into the house of the harlots. And they found the 10 men there, seeking their brother. And those 4 men took them and brought them before him. And they bowed down to him to the ground. And Joseph was sitting upon his throne in his temple, clothed with princely garments. And upon his head was a large crown of gold. And all the mighty men were sitting around him. And the sons of Jacob saw Joseph. and his figure and comeliness and dignity of countenance seemed wonderful in their eyes, and they again bowed down to him to the ground. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but they knew him not, for Joseph was very great in their eyes, therefore they knew him not. And Joseph spoke to them, saying, "From whence come ye?" And they all answered and said, "Thy servants have come from the land of Canaan to buy corn, for the famine prevails throughout the earth. And thy servants heard that there was corn in Egypt, so they've come amongst the other comers to buy corn for their support." And Joseph answered them, saying, "If you have come to purchase as you say, why do you come through 10 gates of the city? It can only be that you've come to spy through the land." And they all together answered Joseph and said, "Not so, my lord. We are right. Thy servants are not spies, but we've come to buy corn. For thy servants are all brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And our father commanded us, saying, 'When you come to the city, do not enter together at one gate, on account of the inhabitants of the land.'" And Joseph again answered them and said, "That is the thing which I spoke unto you. You have come to spy through the land. Therefore you all came through 10 gates of the city. You have come to see the nakedness of the land. Surely every one that cometh to buy corn goeth his way. And you are already 3 days in the land. And what you do in the walls of harlots in which you've been for these 3 days, surely spies do like unto these things." And they said unto Joseph, "Far be it from our lord to speak thus. For we are 12 brothers, the sons of our father Jacob in the land of Canaan, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham the Hebrew. And behold, the youngest is with our father this day in the land of Canaan, and one is not, for he was lost from us. And we thought perhaps he might be in this land, so we're seeking him throughout the land, and have come even to the houses of harlots to seek him there." And Joseph said unto them, "And have you then sought him throughout the earth, that there only remained Egypt for you to seek him in? And what also should your brother do in the houses of harlots, although he were in Egypt? Have you not said that you are from the sons of Isaac, the son of Abraham? And what shall the sons of Jacob do then in the houses of harlots?" And they said unto him, "Because we heard that Ishmaelites stole him from us, and it was told unto us that they sold him in Egypt. And thy servant, our brother, is very comely and well favored, so we thought he would surely be in the houses of harlots. Therefore thy servants went there to seek him and give ransom for him." And Joseph still answered them, saying, "Surely you speak falsely and utter lies, to say of yourselves that you are the sons of Abraham. As Pharaoh liveth, you are spies. Therefore have you come to the houses of harlots, that you should not be known." And Joseph said unto them, "And now if you find him, and his master requireth of you a great price, will you give it for him?" And they said, "It shall be given." And he said unto them, "And if his master will not consent to part with him for a great price, what will you do unto him on his account?" And they answered him, saying, "If he will not give him unto us, we will slay him, and take our brother, and go away." And Joseph said unto them, "That is the thing which I have spoken to you. You are spies, for you are come to slay the inhabitants of the land. For we heard that 2 of your brethren smote all the inhabitants of Shechem in the land of Canaan on account of your sister. And you now come to do the like in Egypt on account of your brother. Only hereby shall I know that you are true men, if you will send home one from amongst you to fetch your youngest brother from your father, and to bring him here unto me. And by doing this thing, I will know that you are right." And Joseph called to 70 of his mighty men, and he said unto them, "Take these men, and bring them into the ward." And the mighty men took the 10 men. They lay hold of them and put them into the ward, and they were in the ward 3 days. And on the 3rd day, Joseph had them brought out of the ward. And he said unto them, Do this for yourselves, if you be true men, so that you may live. One of your brethren shall be confined in the ward, whilst you go and take home the corn for your household to the land of Canaan, and fetch your youngest brother, and bring him here unto me, that I may know that you are true men when you do this thing. And Joseph went out from them, and came into the chamber, and wept a great weeping, for his pity was excited for them. And he washed his face, and returned to them again. And he took Simeon from them, and ordered him to be bound. But Simeon was not willing to be done so, for he was a very powerful man, and they could not bind him. And Joseph called unto his mighty men, and 70 valiant men came before him with drawn swords in their hands, and the sons of Jacob were terrified at them. And Joseph said unto them, Seize this man, and confine him in prison until his brethren come to him. And Joseph's valiant men hastened, and they all laid hold of Simeon to bind him. And Simeon gave a loud and terrible shriek, and the cry was heard at a distance. And all the valiant men of Joseph were terrified at the sound of the shriek, that they all fell upon their faces, and they were greatly afraid, and fled. And all the men that were with Joseph fled, for they were greatly afraid of their lives. And only Joseph and Manasseh his son remained there. And Manasseh the son of Joseph saw the strength of Simeon, and he was exceedingly wroth. And Manasseh the son of Joseph rose up to Simeon, and Manasseh smote Simeon a heavy blow with his fist against the back of his neck. And Simeon was stilled of his rage. And Manasseh laid hold of Simeon, and he seized him violently, and he bound him, and brought him into the house of confinement. And all the sons of Jacob were astonished at the act of the youth. And Simeon said unto his brethren, None of you must say that this is the smiting of an Egyptian, but it is the smiting of the house of my father. And after this, Joseph ordered him to be called, who was set over the storehouse, to fill their sacks with corn as much as they could carry, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the road, and thus he did unto them. And Joseph commanded them, saying, Take heed, lest you transgress my orders to bring your brother as I have told you. And it shall be, when you bring your brother hither unto me, then will I know that you are true men, and you shall traffic in the land, and I will restore unto you your brother, and you shall return in peace to your father. And they all answered and said, According as our Lord speaketh, so will we do. And they bowed down to him to the ground. And every man lifted his corn upon his ass, and they went out to go to the land of Canaan to their father. And they came to the inn, and Levi spread his sack to give provender to his ass, and he saw, and behold, his money in full weight was still in his sack. And the man was greatly afraid, and he said unto his brethren, My money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And the men were greatly afraid, and they said, What is this that God hath done unto us? And they all said, And where is the Lord's kindness with our fathers, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that the Lord has this day delivered us into the hands of the king of Egypt to contrive against us? And Judah said unto them, Surely we are guilty sinners before the Lord our God, in having sold our brother, our own flesh? And wherefore do you say, Where is the Lord's kindness with our fathers? And Reuben said unto them, Said I not unto you, Do not sin against the lad? And you would not listen to me. Now God requireth him from us, and how dare you say, Where is the Lord's kindness with our fathers, whilst you have sinned unto the Lord? And they tarried overnight in that place. And they rose up early in the morning, and laded their asses with their corn. And they led them, and went on, and came to their father's house in the land of Canaan. And Jacob and his household went out to meet his sons. And Jacob saw, and behold, their brother Simeon was not with them. And Jacob said unto his sons, Where is your brother Simeon, whom I do not see? And his sons told him all that had befallen them in Egypt.